Okay, today we're going to begin Parak Vav of Mesach Seduyos. We are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yudman Bava Heid Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yudman Bava was made five different things. So, Shememani Mesach Ketana. So, number one, he said that sometimes we tell a Ketana to do Miyun, to say that she doesn't want to be married to the husband that she was given to by her brother and her mother, because we'll teach her to do that when there's when that will free someone up to be able to do the mitzvah of Yibum. He also says we allow a woman to get remarried based on one aid saying that her husband is dead, and that they once killed a chicken in Yerushalayim for killing a person, even though the Torah only says that there's such a thing as a shar haniskal, but really any animal that kills a person. And number four, a 40-day-old wine is wine enough to be poured on the Mizbeach. It doesn't have to age for longer than that. And number five, that the Karban Tamid in the morning was brought in the fourth hour of the day. Until the end of the fourth hour is good enough, but you can't bring it later than the fourth hour of the day. Mishnah Beis. Hey, Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinasan, Ishkfar Abavli. Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinasan, the Ishkfar Abavli, was made al Aver min Ameshu Tameh, that an Aver from a dead body is Tameh as a body itself would be Tameh, meaning it's even Metame Ba'ohel. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer, because Rabbi Eliezer had said, Lo Amru El Al Aver Menachai, that only an Aver Menachai is Metame Ba'ohel, so they disagreed. Amru Lo, so they said to Rabbi Eliezer, V'alo Kal V'chomer, shouldn't it be Kal V'chomer? Umma Menachai Shu Tar Aver Aporish Menatame, if a living person is Tahar, and yet an Aver, right, certainly not Metame Ba'ohel, no matter what kind of Tameh he has, and an Aver that comes off of his body is Metame Ba'ohel, Hameh Shu Tameh, a mace where the mace himself is tame, and within she ever approached men and tame, all the more so that the aver that comes off of the mace should be able to be metame ba ohel. Some of the hem, so Rabbi Eliezer said back, lo amru ella al aver minachai. I was only taught about aver minachai being metame ba ohel, and not about aver minamace. Davracher, another way to reject the kal v'chomer is meruba tumas achayim, tumas amesim. Living people have much greater tuma than dead people in the following sense. Shachai osa mishkav moshav. If a living person is a Zav or a Zava, and they sit on 10 cushions, one on top of the other, the bottom cushion becomes Tameh, with Tumas Mishkav Moshav, the Tameh Adam and Tameh Begadim. So much so that Mishkav HaZav could be Metameh Adam, to be Metameh the clothing that he's wearing. Val Gab of Midaf, and not only that, a person who's a Zav or a Zava and is alive, things that are on him have a level of a Rishon Latuma. Even if he doesn't touch them, the tamei ochel and tamei mashkin, to make food and drink tamei mashen kain hames mashen hames mitamei. A dead body doesn't have any of that. There's no tumas mishkav moshav of a dead body. So you see that there's a much greater tuma for living people than there is for dead people. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said that Rabbi Yudah ben Bava was made five things. Number one, that we teach a katana to do miyan sometimes. Number two, that one aid is enough to testify that a husband died. Number three, that even a chicken that kills a person is going to get skila. Number four, that wine that's only aged for 40 days is ra'ui for the mizbeach. And number five, that a tamid shel shachar is brought 4 hours up through 4 hours into the day. And then in Mishnah Beis, we learned that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinasan Ishkvar Abavli testified about a number of things, that an Aver min Hameis is tameh, and Rabbi Lezer said, no, only an Aver min Achai is tameh. So they said, what are you talking about? It's called the Chomer. If an Aver min Achai, where Achai is Tahar and the Aver min Achai is tameh, a Meis is tameh, all the more so the Aver min Hameis should be tameh. So we had two responses back to him. Number one, that I only have a tradition that Aver min Achai is tameh, not Aver min Hameis. And number two, that in general there's more tuma for living people than there is for dead people. Granted, dead people have this via vosa tuma, but living people have tumas mishka v'moshav, and they can transmit tuma to things that are placed on top of them. None of that applies to dead people. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. This very, very long Mishnah Gimel.